The bottom of the page. Good morning. So we're saying, L'chayde, how come that the Yechai for Shechting doesn't become yours, you're the Shinui? And the answer is, there's a minute we're up to the top of the page of Samach Vav. So the answer is, L'chayde B'Sham V'Sil, B'Sham says that Shinui is not Kaina, and B'Sil says that Shinui is Kaina. What's the story there? The title will have four lines on the bottom of the page, so it'll be over here. Omer of Sheshes. Sheshes Hamani, who's author of this Braisa Bishamid, Bishamid, Omer Shini, Mekayim, Omer, there's no such thing as Shini. Even though you stole something, you change it, doesn't become yours. Like Kani Nakani, the time you learn, Nosson Lobus, none of a person had a relationship with the harlot, and he gave her a present, you're not allowed to use that in the Beis HaMikdash, Chitin, unless he gave her wheat. But also, so then you converted it into flour. Zeisim vasan shemen or olives, you turn to oil. Anovim vasan yana, grape, you turn to wine. Tanya chod in one place, but he says, also you're not allowed to use it. Tanya chod in muti, allowed to. One day he said, Tanya gur yin de mas boyde, gur yin from mas boyde, he said, be shamai oisin be sil matin. Be shamai said it's awesome, and be sil says mut, my time with the be shamai. What's the logic of be shamai? Why does it say that it's awesome? He holds that she doesn't make a difference. See what it says in the pasuk that they are both forbidden. So we dashen says and say don't bring this present to the Beis Hamikdash to Eva, because both gam shneim. So he stresses the word gam also. Let me know that even if they change, lebrabish gam brabish shneim. Even if they change, you're not to bring it. And Beis Hamikdash, heim v'loy shneim, heim they and not the shneim. Ube shamay, ahu heim v'loy v'loy shneim. You use heim to tell you they and not their offspring. If you gave a sheep and sheep had offspring, you'll have to bring that from his bech. Ubeisil, tarti shamet minei. We'll have two things in there. Heim v'loi shinuim, heim v'loi v'loseim. They and not of the change, and they and not of their offspring.
Sorry, I lost the track a bit. We're bringing this as part of the machlokas, is if a person steals something and then it changes mitzius.
He stole a cab
and
became a cow.
And it became a bull or whatever.
So the braisa says over there that if you shechted it, you have to pay for it. I'm trying to question from which stage. Why does the braisa say, why do you have to pay anything? Shinei is kainah. So he answered, the braisa, the author of B'Sham is a believer in Shinei. Says the Gemara, Beis Hill, Kesha says, even though the Gemara goes to Machlek, if Shinei is kainah bin Amaroim, that's talking about a Shinei hachoizel b'riyosa, Shinei that can revert back to its original. These Shinei here are permanent. Once the sheep became a cow, a
it doesn't
ram,
become a lamb again.
Exactly. U'Beis Hill, Chsiv Gam le'Beis Hill, Kasha, Taka Prav, Ad Kan le'Pligi. So what do they argue? The master of a shinik kainah, master of a shinik kainah. Aval in Yishlum, when it comes to paying kuli alma, everyone agrees. Kidimi kara mishalim. It seems that everyone agrees. In the Brais it says that Beloyi and Abchanin are only arguing whether shinik is kainah or not. But everyone agrees that when you pay the dal behay, you pay not according to today, but according to what it was worth when at the time when you stole it was a sheep. Kidimi kara mishalim. The time mishalim is a mekayfos. From Abchanin, can't you go to the time you paid when it was a lamb? Lema to heaven to yuf to the rav kasharav. Rav said, "What do you pay kefil and above chamisha? What it is according to time when you go to bezin?" Number Rav said, "Can you get your gun? Mishal, that's when it came from Tishrei Berachavish. Shas Amar Medim. When you go to bezin, Amar Rav. So Rav answers the rules as follows: Till loyim. Now there's three ways of learning pshat here. This is Rashi's way. Till loyim. If you pay back with sheep, kidimi kara. What you stole, what you get back? You get back a lamb. You don't get back a ram." Of a dummy, if you're paying back with money, then kishalach, so whatever's worth today. That's how Rashi learns. Rabbi Tam learns that the pshat know that we're always going to be machmir. So if it's dummy, that if it goes down in value, then you pay kimi dekara, what it was worth in the beginning. And if it's tloyim, you pay kimi dekara. And if it's dummim, that means that if it goes up in up in value, then you pay the way it is right now. Or say the other way around. Dummim means if it goes, he said dal v'hei were more lenient. The keren were strict, but dal v'hei were more lenient. So if it goes down in value, you pay the price of today. But if it goes up in value, then you pay the price of yesterday. That's how we call the main time learns. Okay, back to Gemara. It says the Gemara. Omar Rabba. Rabba says Shinui Koine. Everyone agrees that Shinui is Koine. Ksivet says the pasuk between and also the Mishnah. Ksivet says the Heishiv like Zela Asha Gozal. Even though we had from a Chag Mishal Mesil, we had from Haim. But if we're now talking about even a Shinui that is Chayzel Abiyasi. Even though it will revert back right now, it changed. You can keep it. What we can keep it, you still owe money, but you don't. The item itself, you can keep it. So the positive, the hey shivers like zeva asher gozal. You should return that which you stole, but if it changes, you don't have a chiv returnable. Matam le asher gozal, im kein asher gozal. If it's similar to the way you stole it, fine. Bim lav, don't be baal mabush. We only owe money. The tefillin we learned in the mishnah as well. Hagoyzel leitzim vasim kelim. Stole wood and you turned it into kelim. Tzemer vasim gozal. You stole wool and you turned it into clothing. Mishalim kishas exeli. You pay the original time. In Amiol, he speak. Let's say when you share the wool from the animals, you have to give for the five sheep. You have to give to the koyin. Like he speak, you didn't give it to the koyin. Achatzava, you change the colors. You painted the colors on the sheep's and the wool. Potter, you are potter. It's no longer the same thing that you shared. So what is the Shini is koyin? And the difference between the case of Reisha's Hagez and stealing it by stolen, you still have to give back the money. Reisha's Hagez, you don't have to pay back money because which coin is going to demand it from you? Which coin can claim it? Alma, Shina, coin. Okay, we all agree Shina is coin. But tell me, Yish, what's Yish all about? If the original guy abandoned help. Amri, Rabban, Rikni, Rabban, say it works. Now, me, Ulay, I'm not sure that Reisha, Rabban, is my third Rabban. What's the Shaila? Either Reisha, why would it be that Reisha, Midi, the Have, and Maitzi, Aveda? Just like when somebody loses an object. Somebody loses an object in the balabas is miyash. Before it comes to the hand, koni koine. Hi, I'm here too. Keeping the miyash motor, since the original guy, the victim is miyash. So they have a konele. You're koine. Alma koni. So obviously, we're koine. Is that the pshat? And if you learn this way, do we say that yiush is just like hefke? So even though by gineva lechayda is different than aveda. Aveda, the guy was miyash before he picked it up. That's why you can keep it. Once you pick it up, it doesn't help. But by Geneva, we're saying over here that what? That even after you stole it, the Yish should help. Unless we say that what? That Yish is like he's mafkidit. So even though you're the Ganif and you're a Shus, he can still be mafkidit. Why doesn't it help by Veda Taka? Because by Veda, you're a Shema. You're a Shema. The din is if you're mafkidit something that's inside your house, then hefkid. Because your house is automatically cleaned straight away. This guy is a Shema. And he's watching it for you. That even though you're a Yayish, so what? It's like if you're cutting your back straight away, so it doesn't work. Is that pshat? No, Yish is not hefke. Yish is the guy abandons, walks away from it, and therefore, by aveda, because he abandoned it before it entered anybody's house, he could do that. But by ganef, we're talking about after it came to ganef's hand. How can it work? It came legally after Yish. Hi, kiven the besuz the other, and you stole it. It still belonged to the original victim. So therefore, it doesn't work. Navas, but the Rabbanon, who said that this Geneva, that these Yish words are the Rabbanon? Why Taka? No, but Rabbanon, Nikti, should be kind of Nashavas, Taka Nashavim. Nobody would rather do tshuva. If you tell the guy, look, once the guy's Miyayish, you can keep the item, give the money back, people will do tshuva. They realize they stole something, you gotta pay. But Rabbi Yisav Amar Yish, ain't a kind of Rabbanon, Yish, he's not kind of even the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yisrael has a question. You're saying that what? That if Yish is Cain, Gozal Chametz, Baba Pesach, it's all Chametz, and Pesach went by. After Pesach, you tell my Rishon Chavanecha, here it is. Lachayda, Vahai, over here, Kivin, the Mata, Eden, Asuda, Vadi, Miyayish, Lachayda, as soon as ever Pesach, he doesn't have a back, the Balbos is Miyayish. What's he going to do with it after Pesach? It's Chametz, Baba Pesach. Now, once he's Miyayish, you're just saying Yish is Cain. So how can, so why does he have to get back to Chametz itself? How can he even say Rishon Chavanecha? What right does he have to say? What's the value of the whiskey after Pesach? Zero. So if you learn that Yish is not Kaina, I'm giving it back, your item. But if you tell me Yish is Kaina, who owns the mashkit during Pesach? The other Yid.
The
Ganif. So how in the world can he give it back to the Nigav?
Can the Ganif sell it?
What do you mean?
It's Osbano.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Saying, is it his to sell?
No, he's a Ganif. If you hold Yish is Kaina, of course he could.
He
can keep it.
I'm saying that
it doesn't
become
Asr. Why
it become Asr? If he sells it before Pesach, then doesn't become
Asr. That's Asr by the next guy. It's Asr somewhere. Unless he sold the guy.
Yeah.
And therefore what happened?
So the first guy, the guy who stole it, won't be Miyayish until Pesach.
If Yish is not Kainer, then I'm talking about. If Yish is Kainer, then it doesn't belong anymore to the Baal Bas. And he stole, they all happened before Pesach. But he wasn't. We're talking about a case here, the guy was Miyayish because Pesach. When was he Miyayish? Because it's Pesach. That's the second Pesach starts. It's too late then. When?
Okay, so that's
yeah, but if Lepoil was Miyayish before.
Well, he does his Bittel Chametz.
Oh, yeah. Or he's doing his, or he's doing his Beer Chametz. Okay, he's going to.
The real value. No, when do I say zem misyayish? What is it? You know, this is an interesting word. What he says here, and the Achareim will try to explain what's going on here. He said, when do we say that yishakreinus of the rabba? When the victim, when the ganef is happy to acquire it. Hi, zem misyayish. Even though he's a ganef, but chomus a pesach chas v'shol. So therefore, this e does not want to be koinus. So he doesn't want to be koinus. You got to be yashin tomorrow. Doesn't work. What kind of yish is that? So it sounds from here that Yish is not like Hefker. Hefker is Hefker. Here, Yish is not, it's not Yish until somebody else takes it. Kozman, what happens if the Baal Bos changes his mind? If Miyaj changes his mind. It doesn't do it make a new Kenyan because it never left his Rishus. It says right here. It's not. It didn't leave his Rishus until it goes to the other guy. The other guy doesn't want to be kind of. Asia by the Rabbah, by the Rabbah question, so by has to get involved. In the argument between two Rebbe's. Abai asked Rabba, it says in the Pasuk that if your oil is your carbon, what do you mean your carbon? What's he trying to say? So the Braisa Sevisha says, Karbonoi, it's your carbon. That's the Braisa. Veloi ha-gozel, not if it's stolen. The Braisa says, if it's stolen carbon, you're not Yates. Shimon took Reuven's animal and made a carbon out of it and stole the animal, you're not Yates. It's not a valid carbon. What are we talking about? Elema lived in a year, stole your animal. Shimon stole Reuven's animal for a year, Reuven's miyayish, and he donated to the base of Megish. And the pasuk tells you it's not about carbon. Lama likra, pshita, it's obvious. It's Reuven's animal. How in the world is Shimon turning into a carbon? Elalav la'achish, after Yush. Talking about after Yush. And we would have thought Yush is kind. Shimon now owns the animal so he can turn into a carbon. Shmama, not Yush like kind. In fact, the pasuk can tell you, carbon noi v'leha gozlim, that's after Yush, you're not kind. That's how you learn Pshat Yish Nakoina. Tim has a question. How did Tanya live in another place? It says in the Pasuk that if a person whose Tamei touches his bed, then the bed becomes an Avatum like him, and if I touch it, it has to wash the clothes. Not only becomes Tamei, I got to wash the clothes. So it says in the Pasuk, Mishkavai, his bed. So we dash and Veloy HaGadol, not if Shimon stole Reuven's bed, then Shimon will have the ability to take that bed and make it into equal to him an Avatum. What are we talking about? Elema de gozel amra, he stole wool. The of the mishkav, he made a bed out of it, so he's mishanit, and he's koinin, and the white taka doesn't become tamid, it's his. The yikol ma'adam, shiri maisa, kind of opinion out there that said the shiri maisa is not koinin? And because with Patrick Hill, that says shiri is koinin. Elema is l'meima, the gozel mishkav de chavri. What's pshat? Must be that Shimon stole Reuven's bed. It's already a bed. He didn't change anything, it's already a bed. So therefore, Shimon and the pasuk has to tell you. That mishkavoy and not gozel, even though he's not making any shinui. So Hakanami, the gozel carbon the chavir. So here, you stole your friend. Reuven already set aside an animal as a carbon. Comes along Shimon and steals that carbon and brings it up. Neither of them are kind. So there's two ways of learning pshat here. One way of learning pshat is talking about before Yish, and the chiddush is it's Reuven's carbon, and you brought it up and the mizbech, not for yourself. You brought it for Reuven, and it's not kind. Because it's not Lerotz.
That's his Zochin Lodim Slay before.
No, it's not Zochin. A person has to bring a carbon to it, video, whatever it is. It's not Zochin at all. You stole his animal, you brought it up, it's not Zochin. In fact, we had Gemara in the Dorn, if you steal a mitzvah. And then by Truma there, we had a Shaila whether it's a Zochin or not. Because you stole his mitzvah.
So what happens to Truma?
Is it
Ois mitzvah?
No, you owe him whatever you took. Because it's not Truma. And the rest of the field is still Tevil. Or you can learn talking about.
Can you give Truman someone else's food? I know the Makdish Dov Hashem Shaloi.
You say Zochin. I'm doing you a favor. I'm giving you the Truman. You have to give anyway. No, I'm not taking Truman for myself. I'm for you.
I'm taking from Yenim's field. For you. And giving it to the Kohen.
For you.
So on his behalf.
On that guy's behalf, without asking him. Atoyin Shaloi Medas. We had a good one with the Chavez and the Dorn. If it's good or no good. Another pshat is that you stole the carbon of your friend. Talking about after Yish. Even though Yish normally is Kohen, here is not Kohen. Why? Because by carbon, wherever it is, who really owns the carbon now? Even though sitting in your house, the Eibishter. So who are you stealing it from? Tesis brings in the next page, the long Tesis in the bottom. He talks about whether the mitzvah Baba Veda or not. That is, since it came through stolen, even though right now this is how the Ri learns, and even though right now it's Achay Yish, and L'Chayli Yish is carbon, but when it comes to a carbon, since the mitzvah came through Aveda, stealing it's no good. Then we're right to Eisav, Abai, Rabbi Eisav, Abai, yes, because Rabbi Eisav, now Abai swings equally. He turns around to Rabbi Eisav, and says, you that behold that the Yish does not work. Oh, you just said Balabai, it says that the skin of Balabai is nothing to Makabo Tumatin, and you complete the job. The heart of Balabos, Machshava, Metamos, and if your Machshava says you complete the job, it's Metamba. Vishal Avda, but if, let's say, you're a tanner and you're selling it, whatever you thought is the end of the job is Namatami, because you're not the end user. The end user will decide whether he wants to use it for shoes, for tablecloth, whatever. Shall Ganev, if a Ganev steals it, Machshav, and Tamas, in the moment the Ganev had a Machshav, is Matami, because the owner was Miyayish, and therefore he can keep it. So we see Yish, clearly he's kind, therefore his Machshav does affect. Shall Gazlan, a Machshav, Metamas, because a Gazlan, the Balbos, is not Miyayish, the Balbos is not Miyayish. Because Tam Gzela there's no Yish because you know who stole it, so eventually you hope to go to the police or something. If she's the other way around, Chilvat, so Gazan, you know who stole it, you're so scared, he's so brazen, you're not going to start up with him. Machshav metamosa shir miyayish. So Gazan, emma metamosa. Why? If she's yayish, abayla, you're not miyayish. Shmamina, Yish, kind of Yish, kind of clear, Yish, kind of, that's why Machshav is metama. Omle hoch, my skip, oh my gosh, kitsa. We're talking about over here is that there's a shini mice here. You squared off the edges now, and therefore, because of the shini mice, you show that this is what I want, a tablecloth. And that's it. Mask of Rabbi Chanav, Allah, it's Vishanukan. If we're talking about a tablecloth, and Benitzva ain't sitting too, and it does not need to be cut off. But now we learn, Kamakum Shaykh Sar Malacha, we learn, wherever there's no Sar Malacha, Machshava Metamasai. The machshava is metamid, whatever, there's nothing left to be done. And as soon as your machshava says, I'm happy, it's over. Yes, term loch, there's still more work to be done. A machshava tamas, even though you thought it's enough, in a metamid, because people are generally going to finish it. Chutz min itz tablecloth. The moment you had a machshava is my tablecloth, no matter what shape it is, it's a tablecloth. It's a tabletop, and if it's good enough. So therefore, what do you tell me there's a maisa here? Elam Arava, hi Milsa Koshi, but Rabbi Yosef Esav Tadishnin. Rabbi was a Rosh Yeshiva 22 years, and the entire 22 years he asked Rabbi Yosef this question, how can he say Yish is not Koine? When you see clearly from here that the Ganef, or the Gazan, depending on which opinion you hold, as soon as the Balbos is Miyayish, he's Koine and his Machshav is Metame. Well, if you get an answer, Adi Yosef Rabbi Yosef Reish, he came up with the Rosh Yeshiva, Uparkan, he answered, Shini Hashem, ke Shini Maisa Dami. This Shini Hashem is like Shini Maisa. Changing a name is the same thing. The simple pshat is that the Eibush to give sayat to the Shmaya when become a Rav or a Shiva, and suddenly now he has answers before he didn't have. The other answer is that Rabbi Yosef himself went through a change. Before he was a Tama person. Now he's a Yeshiva. Now he knows that Shin Hashem is real. So he's a Shin Hashem. Now Shin Hashem. My time of Hashem, he called it Eitzim Hashem Kalim. Before it was wood, and now it's Kalim. Shin Hashem. Now he called it Kolish Moshka. Before it was called hide. V'Hashta Bazin. Now it's a tablecloth. Taser really said that Shini Hashem is not exactly Shini Maisa. Shini Maisa, even before Yish, is Koine, and Shini Hashem is only Koine after Yish. No, but if the guy was Miyayish, the Ganef, and then the Ganef took the flour and turned it into wheat, sorry, turned it into bread, even though the Balbos was not Miyayish, it makes no difference. It's, you're Koine. When it comes to Shini Hashem, it's only if the Balbos is Miyayish. True, Yish on its own doesn't work if it's in Yudashus, but Yish, Shini Hashem, does work. What about a beam that you place in your roof? Because you changed the name before. It was just an ordinary piece of wood, and now it's a beam. The Mikodah, Kshur of Hasha, Talulah, before it was called Kshur in Aramaic, and now it's called Talulah, but not yet. We learned Allah Modish, Hagozel. If you stole this beam, Shabonah Bidi, put it into the house, Shanoitul Damav, you take the money, that you pay back only money, you don't have to give back the beam. Why? Not because it changed the name, but because it's a Shabim, otherwise, if you have to dismantle your house, you're not going to do Tshuva. Chayr, the only reason, the time of Nedekon Shabim. Ha lab hoch had not been for that. Ha the bean, you gotta return the bean itself. L'chayit was yishini nakkayna. Amar Rav Yosef, marish my love. Even today it's called a marish. Even after you place it in the roof, it's called a marish. How do I know? The Tanya, we learned about the third base, Yecheskel says regarding the third base of Migdash. He says that Salos Habayis. He says, the Salos Habayis, the Salos Habayis are like the frame of a window. Eilu Hamalatatin, that's a frame of a window. And the ubim, what are ubim? So the Braisa says, elu hamarish. This is after they built the roof of the third Beit Hamikdash. These are the beams. So we see that the beams inside the roof is still called by the name of marish. That's why there was no shini Hashem. Rav Zeda, Amar shini hachayzul b'diyase. When it comes to shini Hashem, lehavi shini. He gives another answer. Because if you dismantle the roof, the beam is the same beam. Okay, it's part of the roof. Let's grant you it's called a roof. But if you dismantle the roof, what's that beam called? Back to a modish. Ashini hachayzel b'diyasa, when it comes to Hashem, is not a real shini. But shini maise, we say that that's not chesam aroim. But shini Hashem, it isn't. Therefore, modish is different. That's why the only reason why you don't have to give back a modish is because takanas hashavim, otherwise people never do tshuva. Now the Gemara will explore that idea a bit further.